natural na yung sa Pilipino yung maalaga. Kaya I think it's very easy and it's very rewarding at the same time, not only financially pero also with, by the end of the day, masasabi mo na lang, oh God, I'm very lucky kasi ako yung nagsusuport sa kanila at hindi ako yung sinusuportahan.
Special education teacher sa Pilipinas si Angel Ecuspit mula Ilocos Norte. Pero napunta ito sa Brisbane, Australia. Higit 4 na taon na ang nakaraan para mag-aral ng diploma in early child care. Sa tulong ng mga nakilalang educators, naging licensed teacher ito dito sa bansa. Pero dahil sa hanap ay greener pasture at nakita niya ang mas makabuluhang buhay sa pag-aalaga ng iba, nainganyo ito ng mga kaibigan na magtrabaho bilang disability support worker o nag-aalaga ng may mga kapansanan. Kwento nga ni Angel, maituturing niyang napaka-fulfilling ang kanyang trabaho.
In the morning, I start at 6 noon. Mag-drive ako north side ng Brisbane, 45 minutes, just to give a personal care assistance to like wheelchair-bound client na sa electric wheelchair. In the morning, personal muna, like giving food and then showering, dressing and everything like that. And after that one, pumupunta po kami, out of the house po, access to community. And then sometimes kasi meron din siyang diagnosis na mental health, about mental health. I provide some support. Kailangan lang nila ng ears to listen. Kaya yun, it's very easy kasi natural na yung sa Pilipino yung maalaga.
Pero inamin nito, may mga panahon na nakakapagod din pero kinakaya. Nakakatulong din sa kanyang pang-araw-araw na trabaho ang passion nitong makatulong sa iba.
Ang number one talaga na kalaban is yung pagod. In the morning, napapagod na ako. Kakaisip pa lang ng, oh God, from 6 to 2 ako, 6 to 4 ako today. Pero once I start my shift na, parang go with the flow na lang po. And then I said to myself, oh, nakaya ko naman pala today to finish up one shift, a 10-hour shift. It's not that exhausting kasi it fills my prior passion, which is to help other people as a teacher too.
Dahil sa pinakitang galing, na-promote bilang senior team leader si Angel. At sa pagkakataong ito, mas malaki at malawak ang hamon na kanyang kinakaharap. Pero nagagawan din naman daw ng paraan.
I think yung main problem is that it's really hard to link the client to the proper linkages, siguro. It's not that hard to reach out, pero yung process talaga, it takes time. There is this one goal of the client na kailangan niya lang ng false teeth. So I said, oh, it's very easy lang siguro to link naman sa mga linkages na sa community. And then it took us 2 years para i-realize yun. Kaya I said, oh God, even yung pinaka-simple na ano, it takes time, how much more yung mga lifelong goals.
Subalit, sa likod ng mga hamon, mas matimbang pa din umano ang benepisyo o reward na kanyang natatanggap sa pag-aalaga sa iba.
Di ko po kakailanan. Number one na reason why I went to disability support working is because of the pay. Yung pay is my differential siya sa normal day, weekdays, and then as the other companies naman din. Meron din sa afternoon, evening, tapos may sleepover pa, na kung may sleepover ka, may allowance. Hindi siya counted as your hours, kasi allowance lang yun, inactive hours lang yun. And then I said, oh, matutulog lang ako, 125 na. So that's really good. And then yung Saturday naman, much bigger. And then Sunday, much, much bigger. And then yung public holiday, oh God, parang unbelievable yung pay.
Bukod sa magandang sahod bilang disability support worker, itinuturing din ni Angel na malaking reward ang karanasan na posibleng tulay sa mas maganda nitong karera.
The most na binavalue ko siguro as a reward is the experience. Nag-grow po talaga ako as professionally, not only as a disability support worker but also someone siguro na I can see myself as a social worker in the future if ever. Kaya I do have a lot of experience na, kaya, but I'm still very much willing to accommodate some.
Bilang tulong sa gustong maging disability support worker, ibinahagi nito ang mga karapat-dapat na kaugalian na makakatulong na mapadali ang trabaho at para din sa pag-advance ng career.
Number one is good communication. I always say this to my team kasi I'm running a team. Sabi ko sa kanila, the reason why we always have two ears and one mouth is because we need to listen more than talking. Kailangan nating i-listen yung mga hinanain nila muna and then process it and then maybe we could be able to give our output afterwards. And then it's not only for the client but also the support workers too and the other linkages. Kasi kung talak lang ng talak and then you just give your opinions every single time, I think that doesn't go anywhere. You'll be stuck.
Dagdag nito, bago magtrabaho sa social services, dapat alamin muna kung ano ang gusto sa buhay.
I am fueled with my passion. If you have this passion in life, I think you won't get burnout. You might get into the point na mabuburnout ka kasi you're always working. Yung mga Pinoy dito, 2 jobs, 3 jobs ang mga tinatrabaho. Pero I think kung nakita mo yung purpose mo talaga sa buhay, maybe that will really help you a lot.
Ngayong mas gumaganda ang takbo ng karera ni Angel, itinuturing din itong malaking learning experience ang kanyang pinagdaanan para mas maging mahusay sa kanyang napiling career ngayon. Gagaan din ang trabaho nilang mga support worker na sakop na niya ngayon. At higit sa lahat, mas maging komportable ang buhay ng kanilang mga kliyente na nangangailangan ng kanilang tulong.
Yung mga clients na tini-team lead ko na ngayon were my clients before na hinahandle ko by myself as a support worker. Ngayon na team leader na ako, I always go there and check on them. Ngayon nakikita ko na, oh, so itong client na to, si client A na to, kailangan nito kasi as per my experience there, ganito, ganyan ang ginagawa niyan at saka ganito ang organization niyan. The other client would be like, ito pala ang kailangan niyan. So every single time na nag-a-ask sila ng help, I know how to tailor my way para i-help sila. It's not only physically but also mentally and emotionally, I reckon.
Sa buong Australia, sa datos mula Department of Social Services, nasa halos 300,000 ang mga support workers mula sa 20 magkakaibang klase ng trabaho sa ilalim ng social services. Sheila Joy Labrador para sa SBS Filipino.